Raph Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne.
He lives right here in Melbourne, and Rohit Roy decided to quit fizzy drinks. Now, millions of people around the world are cheering him on. It all started with this video on the social media app TikTok in the beginning of June.
Hello everyone, I have an addiction of drinking fizzy drinks, so I've decided to use some help from TikTok.
It's almost 24 hours now and I haven't had any fizzy drink whatsoever.
Hello everyone, second day today, no fizzy drinks.
Hello everyone, it's now 10 days since I had a fizzy drink.
It's now 4 weeks since I had fizzy drinks.
50 days of having no fizzy drinks.
Overall, no fizzy drink in 67 days. Thank you very much.
That's Rohit Roy, part of the TikTok videos that have made him famous. Some people are using their time in lockdown during this pandemic to better themselves. So in the spirit of that one good thing in your week, let's have a chat to Rohit about this TikTok video of him. No more fizzy drinks. That's his one good thing. He's got 240,000 followers, which if you're not on social media is a lot. Rohit, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Did you expect to become famous?
No, I expected some support, but I'm lucky that I'm getting so much support from people.
What were you setting out to do when you first started this? What were you trying to do?
I was trying to get rid of my addiction of fizzy drinks. I have been having fizzy drinks for long, so I thought if I put videos on TikTok, I will be more accountable for people. That's what I wanted to do.
Ah, this was a way of keeping yourself honest, wasn't it? If I put this out there, then I've got to stick to it.
Exactly.
How bad was your addiction?
It was really bad. I started drinking fizzy drinks at a very young age of 5-6 years, and I never stopped after that pretty much. So I had fizzy drinks continuously for 35-36 years. So the addiction was pretty bad, and I was scared that something might happen to my health in the future. That's why I wanted to start this journey.
Tell me how bad it was at its peak. Like, are you sort of 4, 5, 6, 8 cans a day? Like, what does an addiction mean?
Yeah, I was having 2-3 cans a day, which doesn't sound a lot, but I was having them continuously for 35 years. So that becomes a lot in total. And of course, some days I have been having 4, 5, 6 cans. When I go to party, I used to drink all the time. I used to find excuses to drink anywhere, anytime.
And why TikTok? Why do it this way?
Basically, I was looking for support, and I thought that if I start putting videos on TikTok, then I will become more accountable. And I said that I will put my videos every day to show people that I am not drinking. So that will strengthen me in doing no fizzy drinks.
When did you know, or when did you realize it was starting to blow up?
I did expect some support, but after 3 days or 4 days, like when I posted third or fourth video, I started realizing that people are supporting me. And of course, I'm lucky in that sense, and that increased my motivation so much.
And Rohit, how come? Like the number one thing corporations around the world want to know, musicians around the world want to know, news organizations around the world want to know, they want to know how to go viral. They want just this deluge of people to start following them. Have you worked out what your secret is?
My main reason was to get rid of my addiction. Maybe that's what people got attracted to. I was sincere. I was honest. I'm still not having fizzy drinks. I post videos every day. So maybe that's the main reason. I held myself accountable as well. So the trust and honesty is the main thing which people liked in me.
Yeah, trust and honesty. And social media can be a real sewer. And a cesspit. And they've spoken about your videos as something that is innocent and pure. Rohit Roy has, he's famous now. At least he is on TikTok. Now he's on the radio as well. It's been weeks and weeks, a few months actually. How many days has it been without fizzy drinks, Rohit?
Today is the day number 68.
How's it feel?
It feels really, really good. I have seen lots of physical changes, mental changes. I'm sleeping well. My face has reduced a bit. I'm losing weight. At the same time, I get comments from people. They motivate me. They inspire me. So my journey continues.
We're proud of you as a Melbournean, Rohit. What are you, you're working through lockdown?
Yes. I work from home Monday to Friday. I work in superannuation industry. I work in financial planning.
Uh-huh. Are you got a clearer head?
Oh, yeah, of course. Not having the fizzy drinks have a lot of effects physically, mentally. And of course, I have been sleeping better in the night. I have said this in my videos as well. And of course, the internal effects, which we can't see, maybe heart, kidney, liver, everything is functioning much better than before.
What are you going to do when you reach day 100?
First of all, I would like to thank everyone. When I reach day 100, I'll celebrate a bit again and continue my journey.
How are you going to celebrate without a fizzy drink?
No. I won't drink fizzy drink, of course, but I'll celebrate in terms of thanking people. And then I'll do something like when I completed 50 days, I showed the video of me and my wife wedding picture. Yes. So I'll do something just to thank people in the way, like showing them my personal life and appreciating their help.
What about like soda water? Are you allowed soda water, mineral water or not?
No, with everybody is different. With me, fizz is bad as well. So, of course, I'm getting rid of sugar, but the fizz as well. Fizz is like soda or gas because it bloats my body. So I'm trying to get rid of both.
Right, so no bubbly drink whatsoever at all?
No, that's what a fizzy drink is. Like fizzy drink is anything. It might have sugar, might not have sugar, but fizzy means bubbly or soda or carbonated.
So what's your secret treat? Like what's your after dinner? You're not off sugar or anything like that. It's just off the fizzy drink.
No, I am off sugar as well in terms of I'm eating healthy now. Like I don't want to have sugar from chocolates or biscuits or sweets. So I still try to eat healthy, work out healthy, drink. And I'm drinking a lot of water. That's the main substitute I have done. Yeah. So water is the best to drink and I'm drinking heaps of it.
And you work in superannuation. So I am assuming you've saved money on the fizzy drinks and it's all gone to the bank?
Yes, exactly. Like if... When I was drinking 2-3 cans a day, it doesn't matter how much money, small or big, it is a saving anyway now.
You're an inspiration to everyone, Rohit. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. Thanks for the support from everyone.